We're checking in to you. Good morning, God. It is such a good morning. If you think that it is a good morning, let's sing it one more time. Checking in with you. No, checking in with you, right? Okay. Good morning, God. Good morning, God. Here I am, here I am. Checking in with you. Good morning, God. Today it is come to the climax of the Apostles' Creed. For many weeks, you know, we were talking about Apostles' Creed and to find God in the presence in this place. And in Apostles' Creed, it is sums up with the today's message. The point of the Apostles' Creed, why we are believing what we are believing? Because of the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting we are pursuing. As we mentioned it at the last time, Apostles' Creed was created in the second century to create a commonality or to bring the Christian community together before formation of the Bible in the fourth century. So you cannot find Apostles' Creed in the Bible, but you can find Apostles' Creed in the hymn number 881. If you are able, let us review this Apostles' Creed we have been recited in this congregation. If you are the visitors, you are welcome to open up the Bible, 881. If you have been a member to this church and heard this Apostles' Creed sermon series, do not open the Bible. If you have not memorized Apostles' Creed yet, shame on you. You still have a time, so today is not the last day of the world, so you can work on it, but it is important for us men as a Christian, a community, we know what we do believe. By reciting the Apostles' Creed, we are declaring what kind of God we are believing in here. So if you have been a member of this church and hear the Apostles' Creed sermon series, do not open the hymn. If you are the visitors and you are not so sure about the remembering and we're reciting the Apostles' Creed, you may open up the hymn number 881. And we are not going to put this Apostles' Creed on the screen because we're going to check our memory and check through our hearts. All right? Let us recite it, Apostles' Creed together. Ready? Go.
Who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, and resurrection of body, life everlasting.
Amen. This is amazing faith statements we are holding in here. Some people were questioning why we needed to have an Apostles' Creed sermon series. And worship is not a Bible study. And a worship place is for the preaching and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. You know what? I am firmly believe that we cannot be true Christian without having a common denominator in here. You and I need to have a basic knowledge to be Christian together. Through the Bible study and through the Sunday school, we learn how to be a Christian. But in Christian, in community, in worship, we just assume that I feel like I'm echoing. Can you control this? Can you come bring me out of cave? I think that I'm talking regularly right now. You and I need to be on the same page. In a first paragraph of the Apostles' Creed, it talks about God the Father, Daddy God, the intimacy of God, intimate relationship God wants us to have with Him. Daddy God. And if you have some issue with the daddy, the word figure, but you can call mommy God or some creator God because God, when we say that God the Father, Father does not mean that God is a male God. God does not have a gender issues in here. God is a God who is caring for us. This intimate God is what we are claiming in here. This God, intimate God, caring God, is Almighty, who can do everything. And this God is also, because God loves us so much, and God given us this Jesus Christ, which is the second paragraph. So first paragraph and second paragraph of the Apostles' Creed talk about what God has done for you and me, because God loves us so much. Now, without this condition, we are moving into the third paragraph called I Believe in the Holy Spirit. Why we are believing in the Holy Spirit? Because you and I needed to have a life. The point is get a life. That is the point of the said third paragraph. The Holy Spirit is still working in us to try to give us a life. And then by bringing ourselves together with other people, communion of saints, communion of the church, Catholic church, individually you and I needed to be commune together. Togetherness is important. In Christian community, we are not separating from each other. When we start to separate ourselves, that is called sin, to be honest. God is the one who brings us together, harmonizes together. In differences, God is promoting the unity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, so distinctively different, right? But they are in one that we call the Trinity. How they are different, we know that. But how they are one in one God, we are questioning, we are not so sure. But God is Almighty God. God can do all things beyond our understanding. Today, and then we are coming into the climax of our belief system. Yes, God has done so many things. Yes, God is our Father God, Almighty God. Yes, God, we believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, who is to work within us to give us a life through the forgiveness of sin. But how about a resurrection and an everlasting life? Life everlasting. Without the power of the resurrection and without the life everlasting, what's the point of you and me being a Christian or come to church? If you do not believe the power of the resurrection and then life everlasting, you are wasting your time in here. In this morning, I get up. I say, good morning, God, I'm here. I'm following the first fruit of the resurrection. Every morning, it is a new resurrected day. And when you go to bed, there is no guarantee that you're going to face tomorrow. You're going to have a good morning. You do not know that you're going to wake up or not. Being in ministry for 12 years plus, I do see this happen. Some people say good night and in the morning, there is no way to say the good morning. Good night. That was it. Here, Apostle Paul elaborate what resurrection is. And then he elaborate a whole chapter 15 of the 1 Corinthians. And I just picked it one verse because of the time. If you and I have a time, I would like to encourage you and me to read a whole chapter of 15. But due to the time, I just pointed it out that verse 20. Let's read it this verse together. Verse 20. Ready? Verse 20 of the 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It is one verse, but it is very important that he summarized the resurrection power in here. Ready? Go. Fallen asleep. During the service, maybe some of you fall asleep to experience a death. But I guarantee that at the end of the service, there will be a resurrection. And I will God, make sure that you will stand up and then you will walk out this door. That is a resurrection power. Falling asleep. Jesus falling asleep. And he was resurrected with the power of the Holy Spirit. Believe it or not, doesn't matter if you are sleeping in the church or not, I am welcome all of you. Because I do believe the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Scripture. I do believe the Word of God has a power to penetrate the souls of the people. Doesn't matter if we are dead or not. Doesn't matter if we are sleeping or not. Because of the resurrection power, we are continuously doing what we are doing in here. Falling asleep. Have you thought about life after death? After you finished your journey on the earth? Have you thought about what will happen after you finish the journey on the earth? I have. Many times since my young age, soon after I experienced near death when I was young, every day was my last day. Every day was one of the resurrected day. Death were before me all the time. And also still now, death is before me every day. I try my best not to have any regret before I go to bed. Because there is no guarantee that I will have good morning tomorrow. This ring, I do carry it since my 25th birthday. My mother got me this ring, and it remind me of that my life is the resurrected life. On my 25th birthday, my mom got me this and said, "Thank you, Sonny, for living still." And I remember that living by my mom, even though I was a rascal. That was a gift. Life is a gift. Life is a gift. No single life is worthless. Life, every single life is valuable. Doesn't matter how we feel about life. God given us this amazing life. Before my mom's path, in her sick bed, she said, "Thank you, Sonny, for living. And thank you letting me go to heaven before you." Children, young and old, just a living healthy life is a blessing to many people. This holiday season is coming. Thanksgiving Day, Advent, Christmas, and New Year's, all the celebrations moment is coming. But having life itself is a celebrating moment. Having healthy life itself is a gift to you and to others. Let us have resurrection moments and claim the resurrection power within us and around us. Oftentimes, we are carrying the last burden and we say that, "Oh my God, it is not worth it to live life like this. I'm going to school early in the morning. That is too tough. Is it worth it to go to school?" Yes, it is worth it to go to school. It is worth it to go to church because it's the only thing I can have sleep in. Is it worth it? Worth it? Yes, it is worth it. Because of the power of the resurrection, you needed to claim, and I needed to claim. Getting out of the bed every morning is very important to claim the resurrected power. When I was young, I did not even bother to pay attention what time I needed to get up in the morning, even though I needed to go to school. Because I know that my mom will wake me up. So I slept through. And until my mom shook me up, "Sonny, time to go to school." And then gradually I get up. I was rely on my mom. Christian journey is the same way. When Jesus was with us personally, physically, we do not need to do that much because Jesus did it everything for us. Before he ascended into heaven, right after resurrected, He gave us another lesson. Stay awake. Do not fall asleep. And pray firmly until you will be baptized by the Holy Spirit. And then that was the instruction. Holy Spirit will get into your system and then will give you the resurrected power within you so you can have a life. That is the lessons we are carrying in here. Sometimes it is hard. Sometimes challenge before us is so great. How many of you think that you are the loser? If you think that, I am asking you to claim power of the resurrection in your life. If you have Jesus Christ in you and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are not a loser. You are more than conquerors. There is more people for you than against you because of the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of the resurrection. I believe in God the Father. Why? Because of the resurrection power I'm experiencing every day. I believe in Jesus Christ and reconciliation, my relationship with God and within me and with other people because of the power of the resurrection. We can face tomorrow because of the power of the resurrection. One of the huge differences between Christian faith and other faith is the resurrection power and the life everlasting. Some religions, some faith, they have that. They believe that they recycle the spirit of you and the people. If you are so good to your parents and do the good deeds to other people and go to the church and do the good things, and your spirit will be recycled to have a form of the human body. But if you are not that good and your account is not meet the average, then your spirit will be recycled into the animal shape. Dog or cat or something. Even though we love the cat, some religion that they think that they are not. And then we do not believe it in the recycle of our spirit. To be honest, one Sunday is enough for God, I think. And then I believe that your spirit is enough for God. God creates you wonderfully, formed you, and beautifully formed you, and purposely formed you. Claim the beauty within you through the power of the resurrection. The challenge before us, yes, it is great. Some people are dealing with employment issues. Some people deal with the finance issues. Some people deal with the relational issues. Issue, we can name all of it. Violent issue, drug issue, and then those, name that. We have so many issues. And if sometimes, whenever I turn on the TV and watch the news, I do get depressed. I decided to turn it off because I do not want to start my day with the bad news. But I would like to start my day with the good news of Jesus Christ. If I claim the resurrection power within me, I keep telling myself, Sonny, you are good. Not because of who you are, but whose you are. Because God lives in you. In this church, our Redeemer's United Methodist Church, yes, we have an issue. But we are good because of the presence of God and the work of the Holy Spirit. We can claim, we can name that. Because of the work of the Holy Spirit, we can say, our Redeemer's United Methodist Church is the best church ever. Her word can have, because you and I belong here. Our church is the best. Our place is the best because we are connecting God in us with the God in community. Connectedness, reconciling moments is a resurrection moment. When you pull out of your bed, start to conscious about what's going on. That is a connecting moment, communion moment. That is a work of the Holy Spirit. That is a work of the Spirit. By your will, you cannot be conscious right away, but with the help, with your mom and dad, your younger people, but especially with the whole work of the Holy Spirit, you can connect yourself and putting yourself together. And we are saying, good morning, God, because of the resurrected power we experience. In this morning, we came to the climax of the Apostles' Creed, our belief system. We acclaim this. We believe in God the Father, God the Son, whose name is Jesus, God the Holy Spirit. So what? Believing in what? Because of the power of the resurrection, in the life everlasting, you and I can have a life together. Starting next time, the next sermon series, starting January, we're going to go over this Bible, how we can build our Christian character one by one. One by one. With that base, we cannot do it. That's why this year we try to touch the foundation of our belief system as a community of a faith. We know how to pray by reciting the Lord's Prayer. Am I correct? Okay, let's check. You guys are not convincing me. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Ready? Go. Our prayer. If you do not know how to pray, recite this Lord's Prayer, and God will help you, and the Holy Spirit will assist you how to pray. Now, He teach you how to pray, how to talk to God. And then after we talk to God, we wanted to make sure that what we believe, that's why we had our Apostles' Creed. Next week, we're going to have a singing of the Apostles' Creed, and then throughout the whole service, we're going to sing for our belief system. And I hope that you're going to be part of this congregation next Sunday to sing aloud, and then the faith is, we have as a community of a faith. And then build the character one by one. Sometimes we need to stretch out the muscle we never use. And then it will be uncomfortable. But we need to do it together so you and I can have great, well, health of the spiritual body in this congregation by being a body of Christ together so we can be Christ to other people more effectively in a healthy way. Let us do so by claiming our faith by reciting the Apostles' Creed once more. Let us recite it one more time. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, the only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, and forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.